Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Code of the Mountain Man by William W. Johnstone, narrated by J. Rodney Turner. I acknowledge the Furies. I believe in them. I have heard the disastrous beating of their wings. Theodore Dreiser. Chapter 1. No one knew why the outlaws chose to attack the town of Big Rock. It was a very stupid thing for outlaws to attack any western town, for those who inhabited the towns of the west were veterans of the war between the states, veterans of Indian wars, buffalo hunters, men who had lived with guns all their lives. But Big Rock, located in the high-up country of northern Colorado, was known to be off-limits to anyone who sought trouble. And most trouble hunters were as careful to avoid Big Rock as they were to keep from sticking their hands into a nest of rattlers. Perhaps the outlaws who struck Big Rock that day hit it because the West was taming somewhat. The bad old days were not gone entirely, but they were calming down. Maybe the outlaws felt they could pull it off. They would have fared much better had they pulled off their boots and stuck their bare feet into a bucket filled with scorpions.
Good morning, Abigail. Sally Jensen spoke to the woman behind the counter.
Good morning, Sally, the shopkeeper's wife said. And how are things out at the Sugar Loaf?
The Sugar Loaf was the name of their ranch. They, being Smoke and Sally Jensen. Both women turned at the sounds of hooves pounding the earth. A lot of horses. Sounded